You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So we finally have an ending to this Miss Universe pageant.
What, she was still falling?
She's still falling.
How's she doing? Bless her heart.
She's doing okay. I believe she's been released. Miss Jamaica has been released from the hospital.
She fell. For those of you who missed the show yesterday, she was on the catwalk and, you know, she zigged instead of zagged and down she went.
And she's an ophthalmologist.
Yes.
Dr. Henry.
By trade, she is an ophthalmologist.
Yes. And she didn't see?
No, she did not, Dan. Those heels are 6-7 inches tall.
Where she was going.
Bless her.
Well, she was going down. She was going down, Dan.
I can't.
It's not how you fall, it's how you get up. But I don't think she did get up.
No, I think it's how you fall.
I think they helped her up onto a gurney. Who won?
Miss Mexico.
Okay.
Fatima Fernandez. Was Miss Universe 2025.
Was Miss Jamaica in the top 10?
First of all, I don't think they do top 10. But no, she was not.
Okay.
Gabrielle Henry is Miss Jamaica. She is the woman who fell off the stage.
Dr. Henry.
Yeah.
Can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
Okay.
I personally believe... that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries. So we will be able to build up our future.
No, honey, we rang the bell. We've heard enough. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Wow.
You know.
That hurts.
The Iraq.
There are few things.
U.S. Americans.
I am more obsessed with than feral children, spontaneous human combustion, and I'm adding amnesia to the list. Listen, it's Florida adjacent, Scott.
By the way, Thailand was first runner-up.
Got it. A Pennsylvania man who was found unconscious in a Florida restroom with no wallet, no phone, no identification whatsoever, has amnesia, has no memory of who he is.
Okay.
Somehow, they figured out that his name is Daryl Powell. I don't know how. His only connection to his past is an ex-wife named Abby Knobb, who has not seen him in 10 years. How does one get amnesia? Is he faking that he has it?
More likely than not, yes.
I mean, isn't it usually like, oh, I got knocked on the head and I don't remember anything? Like in a really bad Dateline episode.
How many bills does he have? Right,
they're saying, you guys, he has amnesia.
How many kids does he have that he hasn't paid child support to?
He was discovered on September 8th in a Wawa restroom in, what's Wawa?
It's Quick Trip over east and south.
In Orlando, Florida, no wallet, no cell phone. He has been told his name is Darryl Powell and that he grew up in Middletown, Pennsylvania. He doesn't know who he is. He knows who he's been told he is. His ex-wife last had contact with him around 2014. Powell was in the hospital 8 days. Police used facial recognition software to track down his Pennsylvania driver's license online, connecting him with his ex-wife.
And he was in Florida?
Yes.
Diagnosed with amnesia caused by a brain aneurysm.
Oh, well.
He has no children.
That could happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's legit.
He has no family. This is crazy.
Sometimes people do pull a new phone who dis.
Knobb has appointed herself as Powell's detective, trying to piece together his life and determine how he ended up in Florida and what he has been doing in his last 10 years. He had an apartment in Erie. His rent was paid through July.
Who's not? Oh, that's his ex-wife?
Well, Scott, he doesn't have any other family. An invoice. Listen to this. An invoice shows he had booked a cruise out of Miami from August 3rd to August 10th of last year. No one knows if he went.
Well, there would be a log, would there not, Dan, on a cruise ship if somebody showed up? Just like if you don't make a flight, there's a flight log that shows you didn't arrive for the flight.
If you scan your ticket to get on the boat.
Oh, my goodness. There's a GoFundMe. I mean, you can donate. He doesn't even know what we're funding. He didn't understand where he lived, where he was from, where he's been.
He's been told his memory may return in the future.
Ooh. Don't you feel like if it hasn't by now, it's probably not going to? They need to make a movie on this guy.
The brain works in mysterious ways.
Well, and is more, you know this, Dan, is more likely to heal itself in miraculous ways the younger you are. You know, and he's not super old, but he's not 15 either.
What did you say he was, 44?
Powell.
48.
He graduated high school in 1995, so he's 6 years younger than me, so he's 48.
Oh, my gosh. He can't remember anything. He's a good-looking guy.
I mean, if he had a brain aneurysm, and that's what the medical folks say has occurred, well, then, yes, that could cause the amnesia. Well,
and this is sad. He was found unconscious in the store's bathroom, stripped of his wallet, phone, and any form of identification. That says to me someone found
him,
stole his stuff,
and beat him unconscious,
and left him for dead.
For sure. That's the way I read that, too.
Trying to figure out which Wawa it was.
How crazy. First of all, what is Wawa? I thought that
it's
was like
Quick
slang
Trip
for
the
Walmart.
East and the South.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Quick Trip.
It's the Quick Trip of the Southeast?
Yes, okay. The East and the South. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Not as good.
Which is to say they're everywhere.
Look at him. Like
they're
He looks like a normal guy. He kind of has the physique of a runner. Like super tall, thin, I don't want to say gaunt, but definitely looks like a runner.
Looks like he probably weighs no more than a $160.
What they need to do, obviously, is go to all of the Pennsylvania television stations and be like, all right, what do you got? Who is this guy? Where did he work? Isn't that the craziest story? That's going to be a movie.
How does one...
They tried to run his fingerprints. Guess what? No criminal record. So that's good. You're not a criminal.
Good. How does one go through life, get to 48, and you have no family? You have no brothers or sisters.
Okay.
You have no cousins.
You're an only child. Parents died in a car wreck.
Okay. Were both of your parents only children? They would have to be.
They would have to be. It happens.
Well, families being families, people become estranged.
Here we go. The database
revealed.
It
doesn't mean you don't have a family. That means you're estranged from your family.
Database revealed both of his parents had passed.
Before he was 48? My God.
She just said, they landed on me because basically his parents died and there is no one else.
Who said that? His ex-wife?
That's the police said that to the ex-wife, and the ex-wife is saying, yeah, his parents died years ago.
But yet she hasn't spoken to him in 11 years. And now she wants to be his, quote, detective?
She has nobody else, Scott. Who else is going to step in and help him? They put him on a bus in Florida.
To go where?
I guess Philadelphia.
What, is he going to move in with his ex-wife and her new husband?
Well, he has an apartment.
How did he get that?
No one knows.
What?
Scott, no one knows.
Well, that information probably hasn't been shared yet. The not salacious, but the notable news is about a man with amnesia was found in a Wawa bathroom in Florida who comes from Pennsylvania. I'm sure there's connections up in Pennsylvania, you know, water bills, utility bills, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, my God. Powell,
that just hasn't been shared
yet. Daily Mail has much more on this. Powell is now living in a homeless shelter. Not even photographs from his past have been able to trigger any memory of his former life.
He's a time traveler.
Isn't that crazy? Ooh. This is like a movie that it would be a nightmare if it was your own.
Well, of course it would be. If I had no memory of my past, I didn't know how I grew up. I didn't know my kids. I didn't know my brother, my sister-in-law, my mom. My God.
I thought amnesia was one of those things, sort of like quicksand. Like, it is out there, but not really to the extent that they make you believe it is in the movies.
I'm going to Google how many people get amnesia a year. Stand by.
And he's not lying, you guys. Like,
how do we know that?
Authorities say the activity in his brain shows either a stroke or a aneurysm.
He was in the hospital for eight days. So.
Okay.
They did what they needed to do to figure out what's up with this guy.
Amnesia affects roughly 2% of the American population every year.
Mm-hmm.
2%. Now, I find that hard to believe. That means we have a building, an office building of roughly, what would you say, 75, 80 people now?
Yeah, but causation means, it doesn't exactly work like that.
That means one of us in this building is going to get amnesia, at least one.
Listen to this. There's a guy named Benjamin Kyle. That wasn't his real name. That was the name he chose because he got amnesia. An American man who had severe amnesia. On August 31st, 2004, he was found naked and injured without any possessions or identifications next to a dumpster behind a Burger King in Georgia. Between 2004 and 2015, neither he nor the authorities could determine his identity or his background, despite an intensive search that included television publicity and various other methods. In 2015, a genetic detective person led to his real discovery. His real name's William Burgess Powell. He's on public assistance, got a job, all of that stuff. Same thing, only he woke up unconscious, naked, sunburned behind a dumpster.
913-586-7798-586.
Oh my God, you do not want amnesia.
7798 here on Dana and Park.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you guys, this other man, Benjamin Powell, went from 2004 to 2015, didn't know who he was. So 11 years, okay? They did everything. They did veterans searches, military records, schools. He basically didn't have the last 20 years of memories. He remembered weird things, like he was born on Michael Jackson's birthday.
Wait, you said 2004 to 2015, you mean 2025, right?
Nope. This other man, because this is two different guys we're talking about, right?
Got it.
He remembered weird things like he was born 10 years before Michael Jackson and on the same date.
Okay.
He remembered that he had two brothers but cannot tell you his name, their names. He like had memories of going to the Indiana State Fair and paying a quarter for a grilled cheese. He had these random childhood memories but nothing from adulthood. And then finally, all those years later, it was genealogy, database stuff, and hypnotism that started piecing together some other
memories. So can you get your memories back?
According to this, because I'm reading about this guy that does now know who he is, I don't know that he ever really figured out where those 20 years went.
Let's go to Damien on line one. Damien, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, 9 years ago, I had a brain aneurysm that the hospital in Richmond, Missouri actually found and sent me to KU Med Center. And they told me that I had the largest unruptured brain aneurysm they'd ever seen.
Wow.
And so they wanted me to stay in the hospital for a week while they thinned my blood to do the surgery, and I wasn't having it, so they sent me home. And the next day, it ruptured. I should have died instantly, but I didn't, obviously. I can't remember anything. Basically, 30 seconds after it ruptured for 2 or 3 years, I don't remember anything. And my short-term memory is still, I can't remember, you know, what I had for lunch yesterday, that sort of thing.
But Damien, do you remember what you did yesterday?
Yeah, bits and pieces.
I mean, loosely.
Loosely. It's improving. It's been 10 years, but yeah, there's still short term memory things. I can remember everything up to the point that it ruptured. You know, throughout my life, but the last 9 years, I can remember some things, or some things people say, you remember when we did this? And it was like a week ago. I'm like, no, I don't remember.
Oh, that. Man, Damien, that has to be so weird. But yeah. Like your childhood and all that stuff is there.
Yeah, yeah. Everything up to the point of the rupture is there. And then 2 or 3 years, I don't remember anything for, you know, the first 2 or 3 years after it happened.
So I find this fascinating, and I apologize for that if that's insulting to you. But
No, it's not.
I just want to probe this for just a moment. Do you remember what you watched on television last night?
Well, I was at work last night, but I remember watching reaction videos on YouTube while I was at work, but I can't really tell you exactly what the content of it was.
Is it scary for you, Damien? Like, you know how some people like who get Alzheimer's, there's a lot of fear with that because you don't remember, and that's a terrifying thing for the brain. Or have you just gotten used to it?
I've gotten used to it. At first, I was mildly concerned, but I've gotten used to it. And like I said, it is improving. You know, little by little, all the time, it's improving. But yeah, I still go back to KU Med Center once a year so they can look at my brain because they can't believe that I'd survived it. Free of charge, they don't charge me nothing to give me the CAT scans and all that stuff and look and see what's going on in there. But
wow. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you did, my friend. I'm glad you did.
Me too.
I'm sure. All right. Be well, buddy. Take care of yourself, man. Last word goes to Kathy and KCK. Hello, Kathy.
Oh, hello. Well, he remembers the English language.
Clearly.
He remembers how to speak English.
Yes.
And, you know, as you go through life, sometimes you'll experience an odor or a picture or a color.
Or music.
Something that will remind you of something else. And some people, you know, block out some memories that they can't remember things, and other people will say to them, what's the matter, you can't remember this, you can't remember that, and that they just blocked it out. So I have high hopes for this guy. I think that, you know, eventually,
yeah,
he will remember things, and we need to practice our memories.
Amen, Kathy. Yes, we do every single day.
Now, I'll say this, and this has nothing to do with an aneurysm or anything like this. This was dementia. But I mentioned music just a moment ago. If you haven't seen the documentary on Glenn Campbell, I strongly recommend it. I can't remember the actual name of it, but it's really good. At the end of his life, Glenn Campbell could not tell you, when people would walk into a room, he wouldn't know who they were. But his family would put him on stage and he would perform. Now, he did use a teleprompter.
But he knew how to perform the songs.
And he was a genius guitar player. Genius guitar player. And he would get up on stage and, you know, he would do that, you know, Wichita Lineman.
You could just do it.
Whatever. And some of the fans and critics would say, you're taking advantage of this man. And his family had a great argument, I thought. They would argue, he's back to being Glenn Campbell for the hour and a half we put him up on that stage.
And then it goes away.
Mm-hmm. And then he gets off on stage and he doesn't know who he is anymore.
All right. Every once in a while, there's a story so bizarre. And yes, this last half hour was bizarre, but we have topped it. Cody Tapp with 610 just sent me this from 96 The Fan. Scott, a Missouri judge is no longer on the bench because he couldn't stop quoting or dressing up like Elvis.
Hmm.
I could not possibly make up the story we are going to tell you after the break. It has gone viral. Yes, the Missouri court is...
He's a judge?
All shook up.
Yeah.
Following the resignation of this judge who was disciplined over his obsession with Elvis.
When people would testify, did he have a suspicious mind? Would he send them to Jailhouse Rock? I'm just asking.
Get out.
I'm going to. 913-586-7798 here on Dan and Parks.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Because I love you too much, baby.
Did he really do anything so bad? Come on. He's the longest serving circuit judge in St. Charles County. He loves Elvis.
He looks like he's 12. A Missouri court is all... A Missouri court, this is from the BBC. A Missouri court is all shook up following the resignation of a judge who was disciplined for wearing an Elvis Presley wig in court and occasionally playing the singer's songs during proceedings. Matthew Thornhill, the longest-serving circuit judge in St. Charles County, is a self-described Elvis lover. But his love for the king of rock and roll contributed to a disciplinary commission demanding his suspension, citing his frequent irrelevant Elvis references in court.
Right. On occasion, the disciplinary committee added, Judge Thornhill would give litigants or witnesses the option of being sworn in while playing Elvis music from his phone. He would also refer to the singer occasionally during court proceedings, including mentioning the date of his birth or death or lyrics from his music.
Okay. According to a report by the Missouri Commissions on Retirement, Removal, and Discipline of Judges, which investigates these sorts of things, Judge Thornhill would routinely wear an Elvis Presley wig on October 31st, or Halloween, in which the court was conducting its business.
Judge Thornhill's burning love for all things Elvis is well documented.
All right.
In an interview with a local media outlet last year, he said he had visited Graceland, where the singer lived and is buried, 13 times. He added Elvis was always on his mind since he was a child.
He agreed to the terms set out by the commission, which allows him to conclude his service on the bench and retire after 20 years.
I like this guy. Now, they found that he had failed to maintain order and decorum in the courtroom.
It's a court. It's not a circus.
If I don't know that I would agree. When was the last time you sat in court? I mean, there's some circus-ness nature to it.
Probably the last time you did. It's probably been 20 years.
You ever just sat and observed?
Yes. Dana, you and I covered some
slice of America.
We covered some of the same trials. If I'm being brought up and they're saying, you've been charged with aggravated battery, would you like to be sworn in for your testimony that you're about to give in your defense? Sure. Do you mind if I play Suspicious Minds underneath it?
In a November 12th letter,
or would you prefer Always on My Mind?
Judge Thornhill did not dispute any of the allegations, saying they are, quote, substantially accurate.
Which means they're accurate. Okay.
If they're guilty, they play a hound dog?
I love it.
Or Jailhouse Rock.
It's not probably normal to have a judge that shares his affection for a rock and roll star on the bench.
Let me ask you this. How many trials do you think you and I combined have covered?
Oh, 100 or more.
All right. Do you think it would be appropriate if back in the day, Paul Morrison comes walking in dressed up like Elvis circa 1976.
No, if an attorney did it, most judges would probably throw them out of the courtroom.
But it's okay if a judge
does it.
You're right.
I mean, remember the guy that came into court the other day wearing a shirt that said world's best farter? And the judge goes, really, sir?
Wait, let me see if I can.
You're wearing a shirt that says world's best farter?
Look, y'all, don't be cruel.
Right?
Get out. God.
We could go day and night.
I mean, he was the longest serving circuit judge in St. Charles County. He's a good judge.
How do you know?
Because
how do you know he's a good judge?
Because you would not be the longest serving circuit court judge anywhere if you sucked at being a judge. I like him. According to his biography page, he loves Elvis.
Clearly.
Good morning, sir. What made you think that was a good shirt to wear to court this morning?
A Texas judge was not going to overlook this defendant's attire. After all, this shirt was made to get attention.
The only shirt you had in your closet. World's best farter. That's great.
Actually, the shirt went on to say, I mean, father. While the attempt at a joke was duly noted, this judge was not amused and reminded the defendant to take his court proceedings more seriously.
You're in felony court. You need to dress appropriately to felony court, and that's not appropriate.
She continued with the proceeding by scolding the man for not hiring an attorney for his case. She ordered him back to court in a month and suggested he start making better choices.
World's best farter. That's great.
For Ringside Edition Digital, I'm Mara Montalbano.
The only shirt you had in your closet.
That's great.
World's best farter. That's great.
I wonder if this judge in Missouri said it's time to plead. It's now or never.
Okay. Daniel, in a letter to the Missouri Supreme Court, Judge Thornhill wrote that his intentions in wearing the Elvis wig and playing Elvis songs in court, quote, had been to add levity at times when I thought it would help relax the litigants. Mm-hmm. I now recognize that this could affect the integrity
and
solemnity of the proceedings.
Do you think he ever looked at a defendant and said, you're the devil in disguise?
All right. Are you just now going through the Elvis catalog?
Yeah.
Aren't we all? I mean, it's good to have a judge that has a suspicious mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Fine. Hang on.
Go find his own Elvis song.
And so when he would sentence a defendant to jail or to prison, he said, you'll be lonesome tonight.
Probably asked the defendant, you ever been to Vegas?
Is it possible that once or twice when an objection was sustained, mm-hmm. the litigant said, don't be cruel.
Maybe probably a lot of defendants heading to Heartbreak Hotel after being found guilty.
Clearly. Yes, clearly, Dan.
And I would bet if during a trial the Q&A with the witness and the district attorney was going on a little too long, Judge Price said, this is a little too much conversation. How about a little less conversation?
Uh-huh.
You know what? Why is it not okay for him to wear an Elvis wig, but it would be okay for you to wear blue suede shoes?
That was actually pretty good. Hey, if you missed a segment, be sure to check out the Dan and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Great point from the text line. If somebody is up for parole, could you say return to sender?
Okay.
I'm out. I'll see myself out.
That's it. That is it. That is all. That is all of the Elvis puns.
Story here from Johnson County, Iowa.
Oh, thank God.
Johnson County, Iowa. A man from Iowa is accused of flashing drivers on interstates because he said he needed some excitement in his life. Danon Ary, A-R-Y, age 30, is charged with 2 counts of indecent exposure.
It was Ary.
Stop. If you laugh, it encourages her. According to a criminal complaint, drivers say Ary was standing at the back of his car as he exposed himself to oncoming drivers.
Why?
He apparently and allegedly did this 2 days in a row. The first incident occurred at 7:30 in the morning on I-80 near Oxford, Iowa. The second occurred at 3:30 in the afternoon the following day on I-380 near North Liberty.
He was changing it up.
A Johnson County Sheriff's deputy said that Ary admitted to the offense and said that he was, quote, fulfilling an excitement that was currently missing in his blah life.
I am so bored today. What could I do? Let's see.
What could I possibly do?
Go play laser tag. I mean, what is wrong with people?
Dude, I don't know. Today is World Television Day.
How boring is that town in Iowa?
Well, I bet it's pretty small. And I'm not just talking about the town.
Thank God. All right, today is what? Say it again.
Today is World Television Day.
Oh.
The inventor of the TV is still up for debate, just like the inventor of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But the first fully electronic set was invented in a high school chemistry class in Utah by a kid.
No way.
Named Philo Farnsworth. A few years later, in 1927, he successfully demonstrated it in San Francisco. The first color TV, this was in 1927. Yeah. The first color TV set was made in?
1925.
No, wait. Remember, Back to the Future.
I know. I don't remember what year. It was the 50s, wasn't it?
Back to the Future took place in 1955. The first color TV set was made in 1954. The remote control, which in the 70s was me.
It was called Scott and Dana, yes.
Hey, Scott, put that on channel 9, will you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dad, no problem. However, what I didn't know that my dad was hoodwinking me, the remote control was actually first developed in 1950.
Remember, the first ones were tethered to the television screen.
Yeah, they were called kids.
No. The first remotes were corded to the television.
Like a dial-up cord?
Mm-hmm. Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, kind really? Of. Well, it was like a small little keypad.
You couldn't go that far with it.
And so, yeah. And so you would just, like, if you wanted channel, you know, 13, right?
Uh-huh.
No, let's make it KSHB 41. You would, it looked like a little push button phone, and you just push 4-1, and it would go to channel 41.
It's the good old days.
If you wanted channel 5, you would just hit 5, and it would go to channel 5. But
we only had 3 choices back then.
Well, no,
plus KTWU into channel 11.
We had the 3 majors: ABC, NBC, CBS. We had PBS. And then you'll recall in 19, I believe it was 79, ESPN came around.
Glorious.
And all they played was Canadian Football League games and any other minor sport you can imagine, because they didn't have any money. Chris Berman was on back then, even. Mm-hmm. And then, and then,
I love him.
And then HBO came around, if you'll recall.
Okay, when HBO came around,
that changed everything.
Remember Home Box Office? There was an actual little square box, and it had like three buttons on it, if I recall, that was plugged into the right of our television. And remember, you would have to take a screwdriver to the back of the TV, and it had these two little metal claws.
I remember that.
And you would screw the claws in.
They almost looked like
prongs.
Like a two-prong fork.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'd plug that in, screw that on with a screwdriver, mm-hmm. and then if you wanted to switch to HBO, you had to physically get up and push some button on this brown little box.
I don't remember that.
And what I remember was my parents would say, it's time for you to go to bed. This next movie has rated R content in it. I never knew what that meant. I was like, why can't I watch rated R content? It's too mature. My mom would go, it's too mature for you. It has rated R content
in it. I remember, she won't remember this, but I remember distinctly, sometime it was in the early 80s, and I was up late. I was young. I was probably 12.
Yep.
And I'm watching 9 1/2 weeks.
Oh, God.
And which is a rated R movie with what's her face?
Kim Basinger.
Kim Basinger, thank you. And
I was not allowed to watch that.
Let's just say there was whipped cream and an ice cube. And my mom walked into the TV room and saw what was going on TV and looked over at me on the couch. And I'm like, oh, wow. And my mom goes,
what is that?
That's enough of this. We're turning this off.
I remember saying to them, if it was late and it was time to go to bed and we were stalling because you didn't want to go to bed and there was a movie coming on that you wanted to see so bad because all your friends were talking about it, I would say, well, can I watch the not rated R parts? No.
Like the parts in
I don't even know what that meant. Can I please, can I just watch the parts that aren't rated R?
Okay. Hey, we are an hour out already. Man, this day is flying by. We're an hour out from Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. That starts right after the 5 o'clock news. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. They serve championship barbecue pit to plate. Just go to Q39KC.com. And don't forget, if you miss a segment of the show, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Every hour is put up on podcast immediately after it is over. So if you missed any of the show, just go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you want. Dan Weinbaum has the news coming your way in exactly 2 minutes. Kramer's our producer today, filling in for Sam. He's back on Monday. Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, here on KMBZ.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.